All right, nice to have everyone back with us. You never know in the world of baseball where the stories are going to take you. And Mo Berg, as I said before the break, is one of the most unique stories that I've ever come across in baseball. Backup catcher for the old Washington Senators, the Red Sox, the Cleveland Indians, the White Sox, and participated in sort of a little espionage during World War II. I don't mean that part of it, but prior to World War II, going over to Japan and taking film. And then became a major part of espionage during World War II with the OSS. The movie is coming out. It's going to be distributed this week. It's outstanding. The name of it is The Catcher Was a Spy, and we're lucky enough to have the director of the movie, Ben Lewin, with us. Ben, how are you?
Hi. What a pleasure.
Yeah, what a story. I mean, you know, of course, I do baseball, and I can't tell you how many times over the years people have sent me excerpts of the story of Mo Berg. And you've put it to the screen, and I've gotten to see it. I love it. It had me riveted at the end of the movie, to tell you the truth. And maybe you could let the audience know a little bit about Mo Berg and how this project came together for you.
Mo Berg was, to me, the ultimate fish out of water. Whatever he did, you had the sense that he was making it up as he went along. I mean, he was a Jew in Princeton when they didn't have Jews in Princeton, and he was an intellectual Jew in baseball when that was even more peculiar. And when his career started to come to an end, I mean, he stayed 15 years in the major league, much longer than he deserved. He somehow decided to reinvent himself as a spy, as a total freelancer, and foresaw the war coming with Japan, and took these films secretly of the naval installations in Tokyo Harbor, which he later used as his calling card to the OSS to persuade them that he would be the perfect spy, which he was.
Boy, it's amazing. The story goes on, but, you know, looking at Mo Berg in the years that he grew up and his education, he read numerous newspapers every day. I mean, this is a catcher in the big leagues. Casey Stengel always said he was the weirdest baseball player he ever saw. But he spoke seven languages. And
at least.
Yeah. And really, just being around baseball, for me, there's no one I've ever seen in my lifetime that was like Mo Berg. But he ended up being someone who is a little bit enigmatic in life, and you deal with that in the movie as well.
Yes, you really couldn't figure out where Mo was going with his life, nor could he. But, you know, without really being aware of it, or anticipating, he became a key figure in the story of the atom bomb, which is what fascinated me. Never did he foresee that he would play a part in that. But just imagine if the Nazis had got the atom bomb before we did, what the outcome would have been. And he was a key figure in stopping the Nazis from getting the bomb.
Let's talk a little bit about that aspect of it, because in the movie you develop his character in the baseball sense and being a little bit on the outside of the team, so to speak. He was his own man. But then again, he ends up becoming part of the OSS, which is the predecessor to the CIA, during World War II. So that's a part of the movie. You've got to segue from Fenway Park, and you've got to segue into the military. How do you do that as a director?
Well, I guess this was the reality of his life. And it's not so much the trickery of filmmaking as just trying to represent as closely as possible what happened. And he was on this exhibition tour in Japan, Goodwill All-Star Baseball Tour. And I don't know whether he thought of it at the time or just how it happened, but there was that moment in history, I think, where he just decided to reinvent himself. And I guess that's how we dealt with it as filmmakers, that it was like his own burning bush, if you like.
Okay, but then he ends his baseball career, the war breaks out, and now he wants to be involved. And because he has the skill with the languages and the ability to do that, they put him sort of in positions that maybe are not too exciting. And then he wants to go sort of to the World Series of espionage, and you take him there.
Yes. Well, I mean, they had the biggest threat that the nation faced at that time was whether the Germans were going to develop super weapons to tip the balance of the war. And somehow Mo's facility at languages, qualifications as a scholar is what made him the perfect spy in these circumstances. There it was, you know, the fate of the bomb in his hands.
Well, you know,
the weirdest story I've ever told.
Go ahead. No, please go ahead.
No, that was it. Sorry.
Okay, no, you know, it's amazing to me, and Ben Lewin with us, the director of this outstanding movie that is going to be coming out next week, The Catcher Was a Spy. You know, I watch baseball movies. You see Fenway Park, and you have to recreate that, and I think luckily you got to shoot some of the scenes there. But now creating a war scene, and, you know, we see the movies that I've seen my whole life. How difficult was it as a director? I mean, you take Mo Berg into the action as he's doing that. Just how do you do that? My goodness. Well, you know, how many takes did you have to do to get those scenes done?
I found it really, in the end, easier than directing a dialogue scene between two people in a room. It really was like choreographing a ballet. And you're working with a whole bunch of people who've done this so many times that they can deliver exactly what you want. It was very gratifying. I actually felt like an armchair general. And you direct it as if you were directing a real battle. One side advances, the other side retreats. It was fascinating, but it's all in the planning. Every bit of it is in making sure that there are no surprises on the day. And, you know, we did it seamlessly. I must give credit to the Czech, you know, we did this in the Czech Republic. And those stunt people and military people absolutely know what they're doing. So there was a lot of adrenaline pumping that day. We didn't do all that many takes. We just used a lot of cameras. I mean, this was a real exercise for me in using multiple cameras. But you can't do a lot of takes. You know, you have maybe two, three at best.
Yeah, because the scene, and of course, you know, you'll see when everyone sees the movie. You know, this is, Paul Rudd and Giamatti, who plays the physicist, advancing along sort of as civilians with a military group. And the Germans have the machine gun nest, and you got hand grenades going off. You got people being shot all over the place. And it's like one of those movies, my God. And you create it so well.
Well, you know, in my whole body of work, I've hardly killed anybody. So I thought, this is really the chance to get my body count up. And I think I made up for all those movies where I haven't killed anybody.
Well, we go from Fenway Park to a war scene of World War II, which is really just amazing. And Paul Rudd is quite an actor. He plays Mo Berg. How was he cast? Why Paul Rudd?
Well, I think that there's a naturalism about Paul. You know, he never seems to strain. And Mo Berg was a kind of rather remote and aloof character, and I wanted to bring some kind of reality and grounding to him. And Paul is very relatable, and he came to the role with tremendous enthusiasm, which makes a huge difference, you know, because when you make this pact with your leading man leading lady or your star, it's a partnership, you know. You really have to, you feel like comrades, and I think that Paul was incredibly supportive. So, you know, I felt we did it together. And he wasn't afraid, you know. There was a fearlessness about his approach, not worrying, not agonizing over the character, but just doing it.
Well, and plus, Mo Berg spoke seven languages, and in the movie, Paul Rudd does speak a number of languages. How about that?
About five of them, yeah. He worked very hard at that.
I can imagine. Well, then you get to, you know, the real James Bond part of it, of Paul Rudd being Mo Berg and then confronting the physicist from Germany. And I won't give away the ending of it, but I thought it was very dramatic. And you really did a great job of building up the tension in some of those scenes. I thought that was really terrific.
Well, thank you, and I think all credit to the actors as well. I mean, they do that tension building essentially, but it's I'm glad it came off that way. I mean, Mo Berg was not made as the ultimate assassin. This was a role that he was reluctant to take up, and it's a story about a man who had to kind of dig deep into his soul to find that.
Boy, the catcher was a spy, and what a baseball connection! But what an unusual man! And without giving it away, I mean, if he feels the Germans have the bomb, he's supposed to kill the physicist.
Heisenberg, yes.
Yeah, he's supposed to, and then he can't. And Jeff Daniels, who was a wonderful actor, says to him, "Well, you can't get captured. Here's a pill that will say goodbye to you." And all that comes across really well in the movie. So. Well, what a challenge for you. And were you? What was the biggest challenge, let me ask you that, of making the movie?
Trying to understand the character.
Okay.
Really trying to connect with the character and feel that feel that we'd brought him to life. There was a real challenge in the writing part of it as to what part of Moberg's life do you tell. You can't tell all of it. To have based it around that transition from the baseball star to the spy was a fairly crucial decision. But I think that, apart from the usual challenges of trying to shoot a big movie on a small budget in a very short space of time, but that's our daily bread, if you like.
Really? How long did it take you to shoot this film?
31 days.
Wow.
One day in Fenway Park and the rest in the Czech Republic.
What did you think of Fenway?
You know, I thought it was like a big temple. I mean, I didn't grow up with baseball. I grew up with cricket. And this was like a sacred place. And people were, watching us carefully. So don't put your foot where the gravel meets the grass. You weren't allowed to put your foot down there. And you weren't allowed to do. I mean, it was really a religious atmosphere.
Very good.
I was a bit stunned by it all, but it was a lot of fun.
Now, being a cricket guy, you did shoot baseball scenes, and you had the pitcher looking in, the catcher giving the sign, and that kind of stuff. How did you learn the intricacies of those scenes? Not being a baseball guy.
Well, I think every movie I make, I've got to have this kind of educational experience of finding out, what there is to know. I'm not exactly a military expert either, but, you manage to get on top of that. I think being surrounded by baseball fans, I mean, the producers were total baseball fanatics. And there were, hot and cold running experts all the time. So I didn't have to worry too much about that. And you got the hang of it. I mean, it's an intriguing game, and I just got fascinated by it.
Was there any point that you said, boy, this is a tough job here, going to the Czech Republic and the war scenes and the drama of those meetings with Mo Berg and the physicist? Was there any point you said, boy, this is really tough?
You mean filmmaking really tough?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. I wallow in self-pity all the time. I think what a terrible life I have. I just go and make up stories and film them and then tell people how tough it is. It's a wonderful way of making a living. I mean, I wish I could. Anyway, it's really tough, Marty. I'm looking for sympathy.
I can see you struggling here. Yeah. Well, it really was.
I'd say that the Czech Republic experience was one of the best filmmaking experiences I've had. I mean, it was the middle of winter. It was shocking cold. We were out at 3 and 4 in the morning. And, it was actually incredible fun.
Well, you know, the other thing, Ben Lewin, the director of this wonderful film, I watched the credits at the end after I watched it yesterday or Friday when I watched it.
Yes.
How many people did you have involved in this film to make this movie?
Well, I never really counted, but I'm sure there are at least a couple of hundred.
Yes. Yeah, amazing.
When we had days at Fenway Park, we probably, had hundreds of people there. And there's the management of all that is an incredible task. I mean, that's not necessarily my problem. But it was a big shoot.
Yeah.
And strangely enough, not much different in many ways from a small shoot.
Okay.
Your challenges are the same. Ultimately, you've got to tell people a story that they're engaged in and, pitch them characters that they love.
Mm.
There are outward differences, but the what you're getting at ultimately is the same thing.
Boy, great. Well, I'm thrilled to be part of this, to have you on and to see the film. I know it's coming out next week. Am I correct? I think June 22nd,
June 22nd, yeah.
Is the release date. And that'll be all over the country? Is that?
Yes, all over the country.
Wonderful. Well, I love having you on, and you did a great job in telling Mo Berg's story, which has been part of baseball lore for so long. But you really brought it to the screen, and anyone who sees this movie will absolutely know about Mo Berg and where he fits into baseball and to United States military history. So you did it.
Yes.
I think it comes across really easily. It's a good story.
Well, Marty, thank you so much. And it's heartwarming to hear your enthusiasm. I hope everyone enjoys it as you did.
Well, if you ever need an extra to play baseball, you know where I am.
I sure will. I mean, and you'll be first on my list. Don't worry.
Oh, thank you so much. You're a good actor. All right.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. All the best.
All right. That is Ben Lewin, the director of The Catcher Was a Spy. Very good. I enjoyed that. All right. More coming up on the Sports Leader.